Right now, red light cameras rearing its ugly head once again. It's all part of our spotlight segment this morning. Here to discuss is Suffolk County Legislator of District Number 13. His name is Mr. Rob Trotta. Always good to talk with him. Legislator Trotta, how are you, sir?
Good, Jay. How are you doing?
All righty. So we have a little bit more controversy thrown in to these red light cameras. Why? Because some pedestrian and bicycle accidents are not part of the picture there. And we're talking, I understand you were out in Miller Place yesterday, Route 25A, right where I live, on Miller Place Road. That's where a pedestrian and a bicyclist were killed.
You know, this came to my attention about 6 weeks ago. And about that time, I called over to the company that did the report, Nelson and Pope. And to their credit, first they told me off the record was that a few years ago, they were told to no longer include bicycle or pedestrian accidents in their report. So I was aghast. How can you do that? And they tried to say, well, you know, first of all, it's not Nelson and Pope. They were told, and we'll get to that, who told them in a minute.
Yeah.
But how do you do that? First, they tried to say, well, it's not a motor vehicle accident. I said, excuse me, it is a motor vehicle accident. Then they tried to say, well, you know, when you're doing an engineering study, what you do is you take out the highs and the lows, and those could be, I don't know, that doesn't go either, because the state law is very clear. The county has to file a report with the state every year listing the accidents before the cameras are put up and after the cameras put up. They're accidents. They weren't listed. Now, I said, okay, are they listed somewhere else? He said, no, we were told to take them out. Now, that's what I was told. Then I got him to tell me on the record. Now, you know, it's very, very, very troubling that in today's news day, the Ballone spokesman says, I should be ashamed of myself for lying to the public just to score political points. That was my allegation that they were taking them out. Unfortunately, what people read on, the same spokesman conceded that the accidents involving pedestrians and bikers were dropped from the reports after 2013. So he calls me a liar in the beginning of the article and then says what I said was the truth in the middle of the article.
Yeah, that's the thing. How are you lying here? I mean, the facts are the facts. That you had these deadly accidents at that particular intersection. So, in essence, what are you trying to, scoring points for what purpose?
The Ballone administration, I thought it sunk to an all-time low when he put Burke in. Now he has a spokesman calling a sitting legislator a liar and then admits in the same article that he's not lying. I mean, who's running this thing? This, you know, it's absolutely disgusting that this is our county executive. And he stands up there calling people liars. You know, you talk about political points. If someone reads that, oh, Trotta's lying. But literally two paragraphs later, he concedes that what I said was the truth.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, here's the facts. And we've had AAA on here before. Rear-end collisions are on the rise, okay?
It's not just
I understand that. It's not just that, but when you take stuff like this out, when you're asked to take stuff like this out of a report, you know what? That's a dangerous thing you're playing with here.
Absolutely. You know, it's what is this an indication of anything else? What else do we know? You know, a few years ago during the Burke crisis or whatever it was called, I asked for an investigative body in the legislature that could look into things just like this. And, of course, it was a knee-jerk reaction. Look what he's doing. I'm going to make a statement now. This county is riddled with corruption to the point where this Burke thing is going to sound like nothing when I expose what's going on here. You know, look who the Ballone surrounds himself with. This guy calling people liars. Burke. Strickoff, who, from what I'm hearing, could be arrested at any day. These are his friends. This is what's going on. It's disgusting what's going on. You know, there comes a point where you just got to say, I'm going to, you know, it's crazy. It's insanity that this goes on and they have the ability to take the public and say, oh, look, Trotta's lying. But clearly I'm not.
And lies have nothing to do with this. Listen, the facts are the facts. So in essence, I was talking with Legislator Rob Trotta regarding the red light stuff. And then Kevin McCaffrey, minority leader, asking for this program now to be suspended for about 4 months or so.
We're going to vote.
What do you think? Now, isn't there a vote coming into play in the next day or two?
Thursday. Next Thursday
okay.
is the. I got to listen to this. It's not getting out of committee. You know, it's not because the Democrats need the money. This all comes back to a contract they got involved with that they can't afford to pay. Every penny, the $32 million, goes directly into the police budget to pay that contract, and then all that money is laundered through campaign contributions to all the sitting, you know, the Democratic, primarily legislators. You know, it's a money laundering scheme. It's all it is. And they don't care that 46 out of the 50 locations have an increase in accidents. That location that we were at yesterday had a 546% increase in rear-end accidents, 156% in overall accidents with injuries. Now, if it's about safety, wouldn't you take that camera down in 5 minutes? Of course you would. It's not about safety. You want to know who's lying? They're lying.
Well, it's a disgrace that these things are up. We've stated this before, even before this type of information. But the fact is that they are not uniformed in nature. These things we have stated a million times go from yellow to red in some cases in mere seconds. In other cases, you know, you have an 8 or 9 second type situation.
Jay,
I mean, get rid of it.
What,
here's the thing. Why wait until January the 1st?
Well, first of all,
just get rid of the cameras.
I hope the public calls the county executive's office and rings the phone off the hook.
I mean, people should be outraged at this point in time. Everybody call the county executive's office. Get rid of the camera. You can't. This type of information is a disgrace.
It's a disgrace. It's disgusting. And they cite, like, studies. There's a study in Raleigh, North Carolina, where this happened. The accidents went through the roof. Now, I'm not saying that red light cameras in some circumstances could help. That's not what's going on here. And the telling thing is that state law requires that any traffic control device design has to be certified by an engineer with a stamp. Like you put an extension on your house,
yeah.
The architect has to stamp it to make sure that it's certified. None of these are. You know why? It's my intention is they don't want to certify them because if accidents goes up 500%, who's liable? That engineer. They're committing, you know, is it a crime? I personally think when it comes out that these people have not been reporting these accidents and they're filing it with the state, it's a 175 of the penal law. It says offering a false instrument for filing. They're filing with a government agency a false report and knowingly doing it.
Yeah. Now you're right. Now listen, something has to be done. You've called it a money grab. Everybody's calling it a money grab. I know that Sarah Agar has filed an alternative proposal for some sort of internal review going on here.
Well, you know,
but you know what? Enough of the nonsense. Stop with the reviews. The information is out there, and it's been out there a while in a number of different areas. Now is the time to disband this program. It has to be done. You have to have a comprehensive review board into every intersection involved here. Accidents included, the deadly ones as well. Nothing has to be, you know, taken out of this vital information and then put it all together and show it to the public. That's what has to be done. No two ways about it. I don't care about $32 million, $130 million deficit at this point in time. You're trying to plug holes all over the place any way you can. Right now, you got to get rid of the program.
I mean, the bottom line is they always say it's about public safety, public safety. Well, why would you continue to have cameras when accidents are increasing over 100%?
Doesn't make
sense.
That's
the bottom line. Makes zero sense. So clearly it's not about safety.
It's not. You're going to have more deaths, more rear-end collisions, and everything else.
All right, so locations, absolutely.
So next Thursday,
I'm calling on your viewers to call the county.
But right now, forget Thursday. Right now, everybody has to step up and voice their discretions here.
No doubt about it. Because guess what? There's a great quote that I have in my office. Never doubt that a small number of people can change the world. Because in history, that's the only thing that ever has. And I want the people to rise up and say, we've had enough of this.
No question. And you know what? Let's get the Attorney General involved here. He's everywhere else on every type of topic.
I bet
he does a little investigation into this type of practice.
I've given him three things over the past 4 years, none of which he did anything on. Zero. Nothing.
Well, what does that tell you? What does that tell you about connecting the dots between him, the governor, and the county executive? I hate to say it. It's a terrible display of
it's all all about money.
That's what it is. Rob Trotta, ladies and gentlemen, District 13 legislator. Rob, we'll talk soon.